Well, I've been preaching for a while now, and one of the things that I pray about every now and then, I really fear the most, is when you study all week for something and then you get into to the service and God will change it. I've always had that fear. Well, today's the day. I don't know. We're going to be in Mark chapter 6, but the Lord has led me to the book of Romans this morning. Romans chapter 6, I'd ask you to turn there. And like I said, all I've got is the verses. All I've got is the Word of God, and we'll just see what happens. I've read this a little bit this week, and at the time I read it, it did not make sense. And we'll just ask God to move. I ain't nothing, but I know He can preach. Let's read these verses. Romans chapter 6, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. If you'll allow me, we'll read verses 1 through 18, and then we'll get into the message this morning. And the Bible says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that we are dead to sin any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life." Verse 5, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Verse 7, "For he that is dead is freed from sin." That's good. Verse 8, "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Verse 12, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye not under the law." Boy, that's good. "You are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are of whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Father, thank you. Lord, I know your Spirit's here this morning. Father, I can't even contain myself this morning. I thank you so much that I don't live under sin anymore. Father, help me to preach what you want me to preach. Help me to stay close to the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I thank you so much, Lord, for the comfort in this place. I pray you bless this room in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. There's a few words in this text that have stuck out to me. It's in verse number 13. It's in verse number 16. And it's the word yield. This morning I want to preach on the word yield. You can see that. You all know what the road is, and you've seen the sign on the road that says yield. And that sign has stuck out to me lately, and I've read the book of Romans and read chapter 6 especially, and in this chapter it talks about being yielding to something. What do you yield to would be my question this morning. And these first 18 verses of the chapter talk about what we yield to. I want to look at verse number 2 and 3 to kind of start us off this morning. And I'll ask the question, are you dead to sin? Let's read these verses. Let's just read verse 1, 2, and 3. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that we are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? My question, are you dead to sin? Verse 2 says that God forbid, how shall we that we are dead to sin live any longer therein? I'm not going to say I believe. The Bible tells me that once you come to know Jesus Christ, you are no longer living under the power of sin. You and I have a choice. Now, I'll say this, if you're lost in this room, you have no choice. There is absolutely no choice for you to live in sin. But the Bible tells me once I give my heart to Jesus Christ, like it says in verse 17, you obey from the heart that form of doctrine, you have the power not to yield to sin anymore. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it's worth it. And the Bible tells me that God forbid, how shall we that we are dead to sin live any longer therein? How can somebody come to know Jesus Christ and still live in the same shape they were before they met Him? How can you do that? I'm not nothing, but when I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, He started making me a new person. And so I guess what I'm trying to ask you this morning is, are you still dead in your trespasses and sins? That's what I'm asking you this morning, because if we live what the Bible has to say, I can no longer serve sin. If you'll read with me down in verse number 16, I can either yield, and that's the word I want to look at this morning, we can either yield to one thing or we can yield to another. The Bible says in verse 13, the Bible says, neither yield, there's that word, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. When you meet Jesus, you'll come alive. You'll come alive like you've never have before. Your eyes will be opened. The blinders, we talked about that in Sunday school, your blinders that Satan put on you because the sin that so easily besets you will be blinding you from the love of Jesus Christ. But once those blinders fall off, you walk differently. Amen? People born again in this room, you got to walk differently than the way you came to Jesus. I'll tell you something, when I came to Jesus, it just happened. No, I didn't really want to do it, but I just kept doing it and kept doing it. I had no control over my life. And you have no control over your life if you're dead this morning. And the Bible tells me, neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. That word instrument, y'all know what an instrument is. We got a lot of musicians in this church that play an instrument. What they are, that instrument is just a puppet. Do you agree with that? A guitar, when Brother Garrett gets up here to play that guitar just sitting right here has no use unless somebody gets up and plays it. That piano, when Caitlin plays the piano, it is no use sitting right there unless somebody steps behind it and starts playing. And you and I are just puppets. We can either be a puppet to sin, as the Bible says, or we can be a puppet for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that may sound vague to you, and that may sound mean, but I'd rather be a puppet to God than a puppet to anything else. Would you agree with that? I'd rather, when I ask God to use me, I say, Lord, I just want to be a glove. You know what a glove is. It's something that you put over your hand. The hand still does the work. But that glove protects. That glove is used, and God will slip His hand into you, and He will use you if you will let Him. What do you yield yourself to? It says, yield ye not members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. And then it says, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, for sin shall not have dominion over you. I love this part. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Love that grace. As this passage says, I don't try to abuse that grace. And if you claim to be a child of God and abuse the grace of Jesus Christ, you're living in sin. The Bible, it said, it's the first thing it says in chapter 6, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2 says, God forbid. God forbid that I shall use grace. Grace is not something to be taken lightly of. I hope you know that. Jesus didn't have to die for me. He didn't have to die for you, but He done it. He hung on the cross for you and me. Shed all of His blood outside of His body for you and for me. He didn't have to. And woe is me if I take that grace and abuse it. I'm not perfect and you're not either, but I'm not going to go out and live like I used to anymore. I'm not going to go yield myself. I'm not going to be a puppet to that evil that I used to do, and I hope you don't either. So my question, what do you yield to this morning? Verse 15 says, what then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? There it is again. God forbid. And then verse 16. Know ye not that whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye also of whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Two options this morning. Two options. You can either yield to the sin that you can't get out of, or you can yield to that righteousness that God gives you. You can either say, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to forsake God. I'm not going to do what He wants, even though He tells me to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to be a slave. That's what it is. If you're a puppet to your sin, you're a slave. A slave to sin. The Bible tells me that that is not right. That's as plain as I can make it. You can yield yourselves either sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. You know what sin leads to, don't you? Sin leads to death. Every sin leads to death, small or big. In Sunday school this morning, we talked about a big sin. You think about sexual immorality. You think about drinking. You think about drugs. You think about things that you're addicted to. But they're small sins. Anger, wrath, malice, jealousy. Those are small things. In the Christian, y'all know, I'm not talking, y'all understand what I'm saying, right? We make that claim. It's the same in the standard of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But to me, man, hey, I'd rather do this than that. The Bible says it's a flat line. It's a flat line. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's all the same in the eyes of Jesus Christ. You can either be a slave to that sin, you can be a slave unto righteousness. I love being a slave to righteousness. I love not having to do the things I used to do. There's just something came inside me that day I gave my life to Jesus. I can't explain it. I can't put it into words. I don't know. All I know is I don't want to do what I used to do. And this morning, if you want to continue to, I'm going to say it blunt. If you want to continue to live in that sin, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Man, I hope that's okay for the deacon. I hope that's okay for me to say. Because if you're just wanting to sin, boy, you're so far outside the will of God or you're lost. And I thank God that He saved my soul. I thank God that I'm no longer that slave to that sin. I ask you this morning, are you a slave to the sin in your life? Verse 16, it says, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Verse 17, it says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. Don't you love that word, were? Past tense. I know enough sin, I know enough schooling, that's past tense. And what he's saying in the book of Romans is, you used to do that. I want to ask you something this morning. Do you used to do that, or do you still do it? Do you used to live a life of Satan, or are you still living it in your closet? For a long time in my life, I lived on the outside as a child of God, but I was lost on the inside. And there's many people in this room that understand what I'm talking about, but when you meet Jesus, I don't have to yield to that anymore, and you don't either. I don't have to yield to it. And the Bible says you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I'll ask you a question, I'll close. Are you free this morning? Are you free? I'm not asking you if you're an American. As an American, you're free. I'm asking you, are you free from your sin? Can you look down in the heart this morning and say, Jesus Christ has washed my sins away? Though they once were scarlet, they have been made as white as snow. The Bible tells me when I give my life to Jesus Christ, He will forget my sin. He will remember them no more. I love what it says in the book of Psalms 32. It says, blessed is the man whose iniquities have been forgiven, whose sins have been blotted. I'm trying to get personal with you this morning. I don't know why God gave me this, but I know somebody needed it. I would have much rather preached on my notes. It's a lot easier. But God stirred my heart to tell you something this morning. Are you still a slave? Are you still a servant to the sin? I'll ask you one more question, and I'll close. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you know Jesus? It's a yes or a no. Sometimes we've got to reflect. Child of God, you've got to reflect sometimes. And you got to remember, you got to have a day. And Billy Graham talks about this all the time. You may not have an instant change, but there's got to be fruit, if that makes sense. Got to be some type. Man, we've talked about fruit all morning. I talked about it in Sunday school. We sung about it. We talked about it right over there. There's got to be some kind of fruit in your life that you are been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you look on the inside and if there's no fruit, you got to meet the vine. You've got to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died on the old rugged cross to save you from your sins. And I'll read this verse and I'll close. Very good. John chapter 3 verse 16. The Bible says this. We're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you don't want to turn there, you should know it. The Bible says, John chapter 3 verse number 16, for God so loved the world. For God so loved you. For God so loved me. Thank you, Lord. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to look in the heart tonight, or this morning. I want you to ask yourself, if you died right now, where would you spend eternity? Do you have any fruit? Or are you still a servant to your sin? I thank God that He's able to save you this morning. Let's pray. Father, I love You. I thank You so much for the opportunity to preach what You'd have me to preach. Father, I ask You to move this morning as we have a time of invitation. Father, I just give it to You. And I ask You to move. I ask You to prick. As Peter preached, God, they were pricked. And I ask You to prick this morning in only the way you would. And God, I ask you to move. If there be somebody in this room that's lost, still servant, I pray they'd come to know Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and I love you. It be in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.